Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah. Breaking news. Alert. We're back. We're doing another one. We said we weren't going to, but we lied. Yay.
No, we said we would. We just said we wouldn't do it every week.
Oh, okay.
Because that was getting ridiculous. It honestly was. But
fake news.
In the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of information come out.
Yeah.
But we've also had some other stuff. So first, we're going to play a voicemail we got.
Yay!
I maybe several generations ago. I'm sure we're all oh, native yeah, somehow. Right. But
oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh yeah!
Oh,
almost like oh, oh why right. Questlove
had to interrupt him.
Oh, I
hate when people talk over each other.
Oh, I can't believe he was in the studio with Questlove when they called our voicemail.
I know
that was so awesome. Okay.
Well, no, that was
technically it wasn't.
Yeah, technically,
that
he
was...
didn't call us or actually really talk about us.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said our name.
Hey, close enough.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah. If Weird Al can accidentally say it, who knows?
John Bermuda Schwartz can accidentally say it too.
Yeah, exactly. Woo.
Someday. But we do have an actual voicemail, right?
Yeah, we do.
Wow, way to set it up. Now for a total letdown of a voicemail.
No.
This is great, too.
No. First, we didn't need to talk about. That's from Questlove's podcast, Questlove Supreme. I think the only way you can hear it is on Pandora. And I don't even know if you can, like, search for different episodes.
Really?
So you might need to get to it right now, or else you might never hear it. Like, it's Pandora. I don't know how you... Like, because Pandora is like random,
kind
of.
Plus, if you pay for Pandora Plus or Premium, you can just go wherever you want.
No, that's Spotify.
No, Pandora has it too.
You can just,
I hear the ads all the time because I do the free one.
Well, no, but I think that just means without ads.
No, you can you know, download. You can, you know, do whatever you want.
Okay.
Trust me. I hear the ads all the time. I don't pay for it.
The interview is really good. It's like over an hour long.
Wow.
It talks about it. It hits all the things. I mean, I almost don't want to point you to that interview because we're going to use it as well as some of the stories. And then you're going to listen to our podcast and be like, yeah, I knew that already. But it's a good interview. Al is great in it. He talks about a lot of stuff. And you got to check it out.
Yeah.
So make sure you go try to check that out as soon as you can. I got it through, I have Pandora and it's free.
Uh-huh.
I had the free Pandora. So at least I got to listen to it. So if you have,
so how did you find it on your free Pandora?
I went to search and then typed in Questlove and it popped right up.
Oh, okay.
But then as far as I could tell, there was no way to be like, listen to another episode of it.
Huh.
But I didn't try that hard because Al was popped up first.
He's the most recent.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. So by the time you hear this, this is the new, never mind, we're airing this like tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. It's not like our episode.
No. This is today, Monday.
Yes.
We're airing this today,
exactly,
Monday.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Live.
So,
on tape.
So we also want to thank, I'm gonna DJ24 for listening and tweeting to us that Weird Al said the thing, so we went and listened to it. And
yes, thank you.
It's awesome. Thank you very much for that. Now, for an actual voicemail.
Yes.
Hey, guys. My name is Ryan. I'm relatively new to your podcast, but I love it. I got to say, you guys are doing an excellent job. I love, just going through your, catalog of episodes and finding, all the Weird Al songs that I love and listening to you guys talk about them and go through different facts. I really enjoyed your recent one on fat because it made me go back and watch Weird Al's video and then watch Michael Jackson's original video to see, just remember how perfectly Weird Al reproduced and parodied the video there. And like you said, it was, there's all these weird things in Jackson's video that, Weird Al just utilizes and, in his own way, and like pulling off the great and also the wiping the mouths thing. Like Michael Jackson did that weird wiping his mouth move, and Weird Al did that because he finished the sandwich and he wipes his mouth after eating it. So it's just perfect. But yes, really enjoying, listening to the podcast. And I recently got to see Weird Al play in Ann Arbor in the show, and that was an awesome experience. He had a great anecdote about If That Isn't Love, which I don't think you guys have gotten to yet, but he basically said he took his wife on this romantic sunset boat ride in Hawaii, and he told her that she makes that sunset look like a giant turd, and he thought it was great. But she didn't appreciate it. But he said, "You just wait. I'm going to put that in a song, and everyone will think it's hilarious." So that was a funny anecdote he had about that song. But anyway, thanks for the podcast. I'll definitely keep listening and stay weird.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to hear from you. Great stories. And that's exactly what I love about this concert. And that's why I want to hear them all, is for little stories like that. I think that's awesome. I think that's a great story.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with us. And thanks for calling in. And if you go to any other concerts, you know, I'm just joking.
Yeah, right.
You only us were crazy enough to go to more than one.
No, I doubt that.
But yeah, if anybody else goes to a concert or wants to talk about their Weird Al fantasies, no, that sounds weird.
Well, yeah, call the weird line after dark.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, just call 302-72-WEIRD and leave a voicemail like Ryan did.
If you hear any stories, anything that pops up, he's like, hey, they would like to hear about this.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, hey, if we get a voicemail, that gives us a reason to record another one of these tour updates.
Yeah, and
we
you get to hear yourself on podcast.
Woo!
Yeah.
You can play it for your family and be like, listen to this. Dad's cool. He's on a podcast, kids.
Oh, yeah? You think he has kids?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No.
Well, who do you play it for?
Myself.
Yeah.
More stuff to talk about.
Yes.
In the last 2 weeks, Weird Al has been in a video.
Has he ever?
Okay.
Wow.
He was in the video for No Man Gone Before. No Man Gone Before.
Yeah.
By LB Rain.
Uh-huh. I'm sure he's going to put this on top of his resume.
As a Klingon.
Uh-huh.
And playing the guitar of all things.
Why not?
Which is kind of nuts. I don't get it.
Me neither.
Get it at all. It's directed by the guy who created Doogatoons.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. It makes no sense to me.
It looked strange. Like the guy in it, I thought for a second was Jimmy Fallon. It really kind of looks like him doing a weird character. It seems like it struck me as like the very last sketch on SNL.
Okay,
kind of thing.
Like the 10 till sketch.
Yeah, what the heck is this? And like, okay, there's got to be something coming. There's got to be a punch. Got to be... No. The punch, I guess, was Weird Al playing guitar dressed as a Klingon. But the lyrics
it's like
weren't really funny.
Spy Hard, but with a Star Trek 2?
Yeah,
like,
but it wasn't... It just was weird, kind of 70s, like, movie themey, but just... weird, loungy, slow. I didn't like it. I didn't get it.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I guess he owed them a favor. I don't know.
No, I don't. I mean, the guy who directed it also did some work on Trapped in the Drive-Thru, the video. So I mean, clearly.
Maybe he did those videos for free. And he's like, okay, I will come to you one of these days. You'll owe me a favor. Yeah. On the day of my daughter's wedding. Wait, that's reversed.
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there was that. So I run out and watch that.
Maybe that, and you can only get that on Amazon Prime,
yeah.
I think. It's
Amazon
just
Prime.
It's hard to get and hard to get. You know what I mean?
Amazon Prime Directive?
No.
Star Trek?
Anyways, Weird Al edited a New York Times crossword puzzle.
He wrote it. He co-wrote it, didn't he?
Co-wrote it, edited. Well, I guess, yeah, technically Will Shorts edited it.
Yeah.
But Al and Eric Berlin combined. I think Eric Berlin has done like 40 or so of them. And it was fun. It came out on Wednesday, April 4th.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it if you sign up for the New York Times crossword. You can get like a week free or something. And so you can try it out. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
And it was enjoyable. It was fun. The questions are really hard.
I did not do it. I just suck at crosswords. I didn't even try.
Oh, like,
I'm so bad.
Are so hard that it's one of those things where you're like, well, I guess it could be this. And then when you're like, oh, now I see where they got it. Now that I know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would. It was really hard to get from there to this place.
It's like it was written by a genius.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's got little things like follower of John. You know what the answer to that is?
Ringo.
No.
Dang it.
Acts.
Eh?
A-C-T-S. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts.
It I would literally never in a million years gotten
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Wow.
That like there are a lot of clues that knowing the answer, you're like, that's a super clever clue. Yeah. But there's not enough of the clue to be able to get you somewhere.
Right.
The big crux of the whole puzzle is they had four movie titles that they substitute cheeses in.
Yeah, I was like, I understood originally that was all about cheese, and I guess that was completely wrong.
Crosswords usually have a theme for some of the longer words.
Okay.
And this one was a whole bunch of, there were four titles that were originally.
Did not have cheese in them.
Did not have cheese in it. Yeah. So. the spoiler.
Yeah.
For this,
if you haven't done it and you're planning on doing it,
yeah.
Fast forward.
So a few Gouda men.
Gouda men.
Yep. Feta attraction.
Oy.
I don't like that one as much. Yeah. The Pelican Brie.
Nah, I like that one.
Yeah. And Munster's Inc.
I like that one.
Yeah. Exactly. So, so those four were fun, and those four I was able to like figure out. It's some of the other stuff is a little bit. Very like,
I see a blank spot in there still.
You haven't finished it, Charlie. No.
Oh.
I needed to know what Ekru was because I couldn't spell Ekru.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was cool, but like strange. Yeah.
Isn't it E-C-C-R-E-W?
No, it's E-C-R-U.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. My spelling is worse than I thought.
Exactly. Yeah. So check that out. It was fun. As a chance. I mean, if everybody did it, if everybody downloads that one, then I'm sure the New York Times will be like, hey, everybody was really interested in the Weird Al one.
Maybe it'll save the paper. I hear they're failing. I don't know. I just hear things.
Thanks. Moving on to something that is not failing.
Yeah.
The tour.
No, it is doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since we've talked about the tour last, lots of songs have come out. Lots of cover songs by Weird Al. I don't think he's played anything new since we talked about it last.
No, I think he's run them through all.
Yeah.
Run through them all.
Yeah. And, so we're going to talk about, just run them down. Cinnamon Girl.
Uh-huh.
Saturday Nights Are Right for Fighting.
Yeah.
Which is an Elton John song. And if you know anything about Weird Al, that was he played a Yellow Brick Road the entire album. He practiced that on his accordion back when he was like super young as a kid. So he's got a real affinity and sort of cool.
Is that the first album? I think there's been another Elton John, but it could be wrong.
So standing there, do I diddy diddy hunky tonk. Wipe out all day and all night. Should I stay? No. You're wrong.
I am wrong.
I think it was just that long ago.
Yeah.
Play that funky music.
That's awesome.
That's always fun. I can't wait to hear. I haven't heard any of these.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to hear them. Freebird.
Ugh. I don't like that song. I'm hoping
that it's not
like
as long as it normally is.
I don't know. Yeah. Like half of his concert.
Yeah. The Double Clicks, which is a group that I listen to, sort of a nerd group, they sang a song and the chorus was basically like, don't ask us to play Freebird.
Nice.
And then they, as like a bonus for one of their Kickstarters, they did Freebird.
They played Freebird, huh? But no one asked them to.
But yeah, but it was one of those things where I was like, no, there's a reason you're saying that. And then when you go and do it,
it's a stereotypical thing that people yell at its concert just to be clever.
No, and then that's why it was funny when they sang against Freebird, but then to actually do Freebird, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's also long enough. Freebird is long enough for you to get sick of it even if you enjoy the song. Yeah, so,
it's way too long, and I just find it very annoying.
Yeah. China Grove.
Yeah, it's a fun song. I
Rebel
like
Yell.
Yeah, that'd been cool. I heard he like strained his voice on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Stuck in the Middle with You.
Cool.
The Accordion Boogie,
which I don't know.
Which I don't know what that is, so it'll be interesting. Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
No, stop Jet. Asking me. Oh.
You know? All Star by Smash Mouth?
All Star. We know people who love that song.
Yeah.
I can't remember who.
Squeezebox.
Squeezebox. I've heard of Squeezebox.
Yes, exactly.
I don't own it. You own it. You let me borrow it.
No, the
he did the entire collection of his songs.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he do medium rarities too?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't know the song. So I've never heard that song by The Who.
Yeah, by The Who. So
yeah, I don't know.
And that's a funny one because I definitely heard on an interview one time Weird Al saying, hey, I love that The Who had a Squeezebox song, but there's no accordion in it.
Yeah, why is it called Squeezebox?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. So it's fun that he was able to put some accordion into it.
Yeah. I guess.
I'm assuming.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe there was. Are you positive there was accordion?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
All the covers, I think, have accordion to it.
Really?
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Do they not?
I don't know. I haven't heard
enough
of them.
We will see this week.
We will, because we're going.
Yay. Woo! So, yeah.
Georgia, here we come.
Just a quick little note about that. That has a lot of artists that he's parodied, at least style parody or direct parody. Uh-huh. So it's interesting to see him play or some polka of those other songs. Or polka. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Arguably, my girl was in a polka.
If you include polka, then yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be really interesting to see if he only plays actual artists that he's done. Mm-hmm. I still want to see him do a Tony OK.
Yes.
That would be really cool.
That would be.
Georgia.
Yes.
We're going to Augusta. Georgia! We're going to Atlanta. If you hear our voices, come over and say you listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy it.
From our artist rendering?
Yes, exactly. we aren't going to the VIP parties.
Unless someone has extra tickets they want to give us.
Give us.
Because we're poor.
we're spending our money to get to these concerts.
Yep.
So we really can't do that other stuff. But we'll enjoy the concerts as a whole.
Yep.
And enjoy being there and being part of the group. And
maybe John will recognize us and he'll VIP us.
Yeah.
He'll give us backstage passes. Like, hey, I've been meaning to call you.
Yeah.
I've just been busy with the tour.
We'll bring our recording equipment just in case.
John wants to jump in and bring us backstage.
Not like into the show, but like,
no,
we'll have it in the car.
We'll all have cell phones. Come on.
Oh, there you go.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
So what we talked about this on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to that. Join us. Just type in We're All Yankovics. Join the group. It's a public group. So you can just sort of add things and everybody gets to add stuff. And it's not like a page just for us to post stuff. It's meant to be a community kind of thing.
Yeah, someone posted a question. Was it Ian?
I think, or Mike.
I don't think it was Mike.
You don't think it was Mike?
I'm pretty sure it was Ian or John.
But somebody asked put up what they wanted their best set list from the stuff he's played so far.
I think they did like 16 songs.
Yeah, and so Steve put up his.
Yep.
And has this changed? Is this...
I haven't looked at it.
I'm going to challenge this. I'm going to challenge this.
Challenge it. You make your own list. The point was for you to make your own. You never did.
No. The challenge is let's see what song of this list doesn't end up getting played for the two concerts that we go to.
I think I have a very, very good chance of having all of these between the two concerts.
Okay. So
I will go down it. I kind of put this in the order. I put some thought into the order. So this is the order I would like to hear it in as well.
Okay.
So Nature Trail to Hell would be a great starter.
It would.
Into Melanie. And then Bob. And then Why Does This Always Happen to Me?
All right.
Generic Blues.
Okay.
Velvet Elvis.
Okay.
I think good around the middle. Maybe, I love that song. Close But No Cigar. Just for you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Then Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota.
Okay.
Dog Eat Dog. Traffic Jam, I think that's the least likely of all of them that I have put in here, because I think he's only done it a couple times during the tour.
Three times so far.
Then I have Good Enough for Now, Mr. Popiel, With My Own Eyes, Albuquerque, My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder, and Craigslist.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
I know Jackson Park Express is going to be in one of the two shows, so I didn't even put it in there. I don't want it to be, but I'm fine with it. I've accepted that it's going to be.
Yeah, it's been in 19 shows already.
Yeah.
So at least one of those isn't going to get played that first night.
No.
Because Jacksonville will have to take it.
Jackson Park. Jacksonville.
I say that all the time. It's also a lot of songs. I don't know if he'll get...
I did 16 songs.
He'll do his melody, his medley. He'll do a cover, and he'll do either Yoda... Or
it's been coming up in
Saga.
Most of the concerts have been 18 or 19 concert songs. There's been a couple that were low, like 15.
Okay.
I figured 16 was safe, and then you have the medley, the encore, and Saga Begins, either or. So that would bring it up to 19 if he does all these songs. But that would be fun. Well,
split between two shows, you might have a good chance of covering a lot of those things.
I think Traffic Jam is the least likely.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to hear CNR, which has been played pretty regularly. Why Does This Always Happen to Me? Mm-hmm. I think that I really want to hear Close But No Cigar. Those are the big ones for me. The one that he hasn't played yet that I would really like to hear is everything you know is wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. And
he hasn't played that yet. And I'm really kind of bummed about that. I would love to hear something like Pancreas or something, but I know we're not getting
I would love to hear Frank's 2000-inch TV.
Well, that would be a good one.
Which I don't think he's busted out yet.
He hasn't busted that out yet. Yeah. So there's a lot that hasn't actually been played. Not a lot, but there's a few key ones.
Yeah.
Some of them are, okay, he's not going to play Hardware Store.
No.
We know that.
He's not going to play Pancreas.
Yep.
I would love that. But I didn't put Frank's on there only because I knew he hasn't done it yet. And if he hasn't done it yet, it's not coming out. So I didn't put it on there.
Yeah, I think that we've kind of gotten to that place where it's just...
At this point, he's not going to do it.
Not going to play. So, long as he doesn't play God of Boogie...
He will.
I think he will.
I am convinced that between one of these two shows, he will bust out God of Boogie.
Just to piss me
off. Just to tick you off. Because he's been listening. He's like, I got to play that. He keeps busting my boogies. I'm going to throw it in there.
He hasn't played it yet.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't.
Ah, well, I could have sworn I saw it on there. Like I said, it may have been a fever dream or... anyways, continuing.
So, he hasn't...
Fine, you're right. He hasn't done God of Boogie. I could swear I saw it on someone's post.
So we want to thank Brad for his spreadsheet. It's been amazing. And appreciate it. Thank
Seriously,
you very much.
Yes.
I know you're not doing it for us, but we appreciate the...
The hard work.
The hard work. Yes. Somebody had to do it, and I'm glad it wasn't us.
Yeah. What else you got?
That's about it. I mean, we're going up to Augusta. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go over to Atlanta. Hopefully, we'll have some more fun there.
Yeah. Are we going to explore the city? We're going to go out and see if we can find Al before the concert. Go to some...
Yep.
Yeah, go to the Coca-Cola Museum or the aquarium.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know if we're going to have
Olympic
time.
Olympic Village.
Olympic Village would be kind of cool.
Yeah, see how late we sleep in after Augusta.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not that long. It's not that far between Augusta
and
Atlanta.
It's only a couple hours. Yeah, I guess we probably have a couple hours where we can do something.
You have to be out of the hotel early.
I've been to the Coca-Cola Museum. I've been to Atlanta.
Yeah, me too.
As part of school and a couple years ago for Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Not that I saw anything else in Atlanta for Dragon Con.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be there, let us know. Maybe we can hang out. Probably Atlanta is a hangout time. Augusta, we're probably going to get in just in time to check in and then go to the show. So hopefully that was a fun little update for this week. And we'll definitely talk about our experience afterwards. So look for that update too.
We'll try and record some stuff, not on the road literally, but from the trip.
Yeah.
Maybe in the hotel
room
whatever.
Or something. Yeah.
Find a spot while we're waiting to get in. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll interview some people. I'm asking, do we have capability of doing that?
We could, but then it would be really weird for us to have like a professional recording equipment in line. And then
that's
true. What we would do with it.
We record people on our phone or something. I don't know.
Yeah, on our phone might be possible.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we can come up with.
Don't promise.
I'm not promising anything. I'm saying we'll see how motivated we are.
We interview them by having them call our phone.
There you go.
And then be like, we'll talk to them. And then they'll just, exactly.
Hey, we have cards. We should hand out cards.
There you go. I already.
Yeah, I'm a business guy.
Yeah.
All right, anyways.
It's a doggy dog world out there.
Yeah, doggy dog, doggy dog.
Okay, thank you very much for listening. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're all Yankovic. Or call that line like Ryan did.
302-72-WEIRD.
302-72-WEIRD.
Can I say it now? No, I say it. Bye-bye.
Fun Zone CNR Bob. Why does it always happen to me? Generic Blues, Buy Me a Condo, Jackson Park, Stop Forwarding, Craigslist, Good Old Days, Happy Birthday, You Don't Love Me, Party at the Leper Colony, Don't Download, When I Was Your Age, Melanie, One More Minute, Mr. Popeil, Your Horoscope for Today, Dare to Be Stupid, Mr. Frump and the Iron Lung, Traffic Jam, My Own Eyes, Albuquerque, The Biggest Ball of Trine in Minnesota, The Night, Santa Went Crazy, Good Enough for Now, Nature Trail to Hell, I'll Sue You, Close But No Cigar, My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder, Midnight Star, Stuck in the Closet with Vanna White, Let Me Be Your Hog, Truck Driving Song, If That Isn't Love, UHF, She Never Told Me She Was a Mime, Velvet Elvis, I'm So Sick of You, Young, Dumb and Ugly, One of These Days, Dog Eat Dog, Airline Amy, I Remember, Larry, I Was Only Kidding, Christmas at Ground Zero, That Boy Could Dance, The Saga Begins, Yoda.
Really? I swear I saw that a boogie in there.
Yep.
Dang it.